Hey there, thanks for tuning in to the Embodied Astrology Podcast. I'm Renee Sills, consulting astrologer, embodiment educator, and your host. In this episode, I'm offering season ahead horoscopes for all 12 signs in Taurus season, April 19th through May 20th, 2024. I recommend listening to the readings for your rising, sun, and moon signs. If these horoscopes resonate for you, make sure to check out my 2024 year ahead readings, which are deep dives for each sign through the astrological invitations of the year, with timing suggestions for making the most of the opportunities and working skillfully with the challenges. For more astrology, check out the overview and forecast I gave for Taurus season. You can also find a special episode from the Embodied Astrology teaching team on this year's most important astrological event, which was April 20th's Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. Find those episodes on our YouTube channels, your favorite streaming platforms, or through the link in the show notes. Embodied Astrology is much more than a podcast. We are a virtual community offering regular weekly and monthly classes, trainings, astrology study groups, and more. Our passion is in the exploration of the intersections of astrology, creativity, arts, healing, and social change. To learn more about what we offer, head over to embodiedastrology.com and check out our memberships and upcoming events. Your donations and memberships sustain the production of this podcast and seasonal horoscopes. If you would like to support this work, please make sure to follow and subscribe, share with your networks and friends, and leave us a great review. You can find a link in the show notes also, or visit our website to make a one-time or recurring donation or sign up for a membership. Thank you so much for your support. Now, on to your Taurus season horoscope. So Taurus for Cancer falls in the 11th solar house. This is the place of opportunities, friendships, networks, organizations. I think about this place in the chart as kind of synonymous with how our nervous systems are interrelated with the world around us. So we extend out through all of our sensory faculties, and through our sensory faculties, the world comes into us, and this is how we develop our patterns. The 11th house is also one of the luckiest places in the chart. It is a place where opportunities and abundance pour in. It is also frequently a place, I think, where imagination happens and where we can conceive of possibilities that are beyond the current moment. So you have a lot of luck, lucky energy coming into your 11th house right now with the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. Luck is surprising sometimes. There might be things that are happening in the world, in your friend group, in your life that seem to come out of nowhere, that allow for you to be and express and feel in new and different ways. I think that a lot of you have been creating your own luck, especially over the last several years now, about 7 years since Uranus has been in Taurus. A lot of you have been creating your own luck by really being insistent on some kind of authenticity or liberation for yourself. Now, liberating is a lifelong process, right? And it's kind of like a layers of an onion practice. And we might think, oh, liberation is going to look or feel this way. But then in the practices of freeing ourselves, we recognize that, oh, I need to like free this tiny little part of myself and that tiny little part of myself and this other tiny little part of myself. And if we're looking for liberation in big ways, like, oh, you want a kind of liberation that you never felt, let's say in your family of origin, then you have to embody and experiment with liberation in little ways in order to get to that big way. People sometimes make really big decisions and it's like, you know, oh, I'm going to do this thing totally differently. You know, I'm going to leave this relationship. I'm going to shave my head. I'm going to, you know, do whatever. And it's like, you make these big decisions But then there's all kinds of small ways that you still need to adjust. And the big decision can be a catalyst. It can be something that is a like more superficial or aesthetic kind of thing that also signals to the world that something big has happened. It can certainly really create a lot of shift. But the big things that happen are only as important as the small things that go into them. So someone might leave one relationship, right? They're like, I'm done with this. I'm ready for a change. And then they go and get into another relationship, and it seems like it's a totally different person. But then they're 10 years deep into that new relationship, and they realize that wherever you go, there you are. And the same problems and the same feelings are there. And if that person didn't do the work of their own internal transformation, then they're just going to transfer one situation to another. So we want transformation, not just transferring, right? So something is happening, I think, for you that has to do with actual transformation. And you are different now. So there's this feeling of you have made a lot of really big shifts in how you do relationships, and you are different in the world, and now new opportunities can find you. Something is settling for you about change, and in this settling, now all this space is opening up. So maybe you are now like fully grasping that you believe in certain things, right? Like we're living at a time when a lot of us are being very pressed on our values and ideals. So maybe you're coming into something right now where you're like, this is what I believe in. And I feel this really strongly. And I was afraid to speak out on it before, but now I'm going to be bold. And you are letting this change be known in the world. And because of that, new friends are finding you, new opportunities are finding you. You are being challenged by old opportunities or old friends, and maybe some of those things are going to need to change. And so there's this sense of shifting in the outer circumstances that is the result of small changes that have been happening now for quite some time. The full moon in Scorpio on April 23rd. Your fellow water sign. This is a powerful full moon for manifestation for Cancers. This is a full moon that is asking you to feel into what are you wanting to create next. And birthing and death energy are always going hand in hand. And right now, especially, there is very much a melding of death and birth, birth and death, regeneration. Kinds of energetics that are happening. And so, in order to move into what you're ready for next, also there needs to be some kind of letting go of what you will no longer nurture and give attention and energy to. There's a very clear, like, definitive feeling for me around this full moon of you deciding, this is how I want to be. This is where I want to go. This is how I'm going to grow. And it's like a mental switch is getting turned for you, and you are letting go of the old, and you are moving towards the new. And I don't know what that means for you, but there is a definite sense of you're heading in a particular direction. And this is a cognitive experience for you. This is something that is happening very much mentally, conceptually, and also philosophically. It's like you are needing to align with your beliefs. You are needing to move in a direction that is about action, but it's also about behavior. It's about the decision to be in certain ways, and how you are in certain ways has a lot to do with communication. It has a lot to do with perception. It has a lot to do with what you're giving attention to and how you are going to use your precious and limited energy. And that definitely includes how you're going to be in relationship and who you're going to be in relationship with. And then over the course of the rest of this year, until 2025, I think a lot of you are really working it on an internal level to integrate with this shift. And this internal shift requires psychological discipline from you right now. It requires you to recognize, again, the small pieces of transformation where you make tiny little choices that are misaligned with your values, where you make tiny little choices that have you abandoning yourself or something like that. And you are really ready to feel some particular kind of energetic fortitude. And I think that you are committing to that in Taurus season. It feels like something is being committed to when it comes to the future and also your ways of being in the future. Now, after the new moon on May 7th, this commitment really opens up in a very beautiful way for you. I think that this is a period of time that is highly abundant, that feels really quite magical for a lot of Cancers. I'm going to say that the last week of Taurus season, especially from May 13th through the 20th, there is a huge opportunity window for you at this time. Now, you can just like sit back, relax, and try and enjoy the ride. But you can also use this energy. And this is, again, big manifesting energy. This is energy that is really supportive for creative projects. It's really supportive for growth. If you're trying to start things or expand things, it's very supportive for friends, networks, any kinds of social experiences, and also for innovation. And so if you have some kind of new idea, if you want to embody new ways of being, this is the time to really bring that forward, to bring it with courage, to bring it with enthusiasm, and to bring it in ways that are contributing to greater benefit. And that's the last thing I'm going to say is that over the course of Taurus season, from the beginning to the end, when you are anchoring whatever you're doing, all of your, you know, any of your efforts that you're making, when you're anchoring those efforts in the highest good for all involved with a sense of like a benefic generosity and thoughtfulness around how your energy, your actions, your impact ripple out, that's when you get the most powerful support and feedback. The more that you give with abundance and generosity towards, you know, what you're really, it's like, if you believe in this change, if you believe in this, you know, what you're trying to emanate, you have to know why. And again, here's my, you know, blunk. This is the metaphor, right? It's the feeling of the rippling out. When you concentrate on that, your intentions are supported.
If you enjoy my reading style and want to dive deeper into an embodied experience with astrology, join me every Monday on Zoom for Somatic Space, a weekly class where we work with current astrological seasons, planetary transits, and lunar cycles through embodiment practices, guided visualization, and meditation. Every session includes an astrology overview and tips for observing your own chart placements in the week ahead. And the practices I offer are designed to give you body-based mindfulness support right on time with what's current in the energetic weather patterns. These classes are available by recording if you can't attend live. And if you sign up for a sliding scale Somatic Space membership, you'll also get access to my ongoing virtual conversation, Q&A, and resource sharing space. Follow the link in the show notes or head to embodiedastrology.com to learn more. If you enjoyed this season ahead reading and found it supportive, make sure to purchase and download your 2024 year ahead reading now. My year ahead readings are deep dives into the details of the year, special for your sign, with a focus on making the most of the opportunities and meeting the challenges with skill and grace. You'll get a big picture overview that spans the year, connects 2024 to the past and future, and provides a larger context that my monthly readings don't get into. You can find more information in the show notes or in the horoscope section at embodiedastrology.com. This work wouldn't exist without a team, and I want to give a special thanks and shout out to Ash Good, Alicia Maugi, Ariana Sears-Putowski, Gabs404, and Joe Stewart for being the Embodied Astrology team. If this work has served you and if you find benefit in it, please consider supporting us. The best ways to do that are by sharing this work with your friends, liking, subscribing, following, and of course, one-time and recurring donations are so appreciated, as well as your memberships, class drop-ins, etc. Find more information on everything in the show notes or at embodiedastrology.com. Thank you.